Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a cat that could be easily considered one of the busiest and most influential in the world of jazz. Composer, arranger, saxophonist, bandleader, educator, record and radio producer, and a jazz historian, the great Bill Kirchner. Joined by his nonet with the tune Infant Eyes off his 2014 CD called Lifeline. Until 1980, he lived in Washington, D.C., playing with a variety of outfits, until he moved to his current home of New York City in July of 1980. He began his nonet a few months after arriving in New York, and his intent was to have an ensemble with the intimacy and adventurousness of the best small groups and the power and excitement of a big band. He has spent years performing and teaching advanced jazz composition, jazz history, and score analysis at the New School University in New York City. And for National Public Radio, he has produced and written material. Yet at the end of the day, he told us here at Neon Jazz what really brings him joy in this jazz adventure of his.
Educating people who are just coming up and dipping them to things that they weren't aware of. One of my great pleasures is introducing young people in particular to music and musicians that they weren't aware of. That's one of my great joys in life. I love to play disc jockey.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the epicenter of quality music and jazz. Every day, from the Corvino to the Green Lady to the Blue Room, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Geared up with the best jazz we could find. And last week was a tough one for the world of jazz. The Kansas City jazz community mourned the loss of longtime drummer Kevin Frazee, a fixture in the Oregon Jazz Trio, or OJT, at the Green Lady Lounge, and part of the legendary Hammond B3 cat Everett Devan's band for some years. News broke on September 15th, 2021, and he will be missed. And as we get into the tune, The Shorter Shuffle from the OJT off a 2018 CD, New Originals for the Green Lady, I caught up with Lawrence, Kansas-based jazz guitarist and longtime friend of Kevin's, Mr. Michael Stevenson, to talk about Kevin.
A lot of guys are real, but Kevin, there was no BS with Kevin. He would give it to you straight, whether it was good news or bad news. No, actually, he was more encouraging on the bandstand. He's always supportive. Sometimes I would work with guys that, you know, you play a weird chord or a weird note and they give you the musician eyes, you know. Kevin would never do that. He'd just kind of laugh at you and be like, okay, let me just get it next time. Just his sense of groove, his sense of in the pocket, you couldn't help but swing with him. I always looked forward to his solos because he was just one of the most melodic drummers that I could think of. And every solo is a journey and something more interesting to listen to, you know?
Hey there, this is John DePaula, trumpeter from Orlando, Florida, and I'm happy to be with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. Thanks for listening.
That was Orlando, Florida-based freelance trumpeter John DePaula with the tune Crazy She Calls Me off his brand new 2021 CD, Take Two. His style of jazz improvisation radiates warmth and is complemented by his ability to create melodic solos. He performs regularly at jazz societies and varied venues in Central and Southern Florida. As a strong believer in the value of America's only true art form, jazz, he embodies that, and we caught up with him here at the show to talk about it a bit. This is what he had to say.
I've been able to actually make a living and not work my whole life because I never considered it work. It was just so much fun to play a horn for people and get smiles. You know, not a lot of people really have the pleasure of doing that every day for money. I've enjoyed every minute of it between the classical and the jazz and all the stuff, you know.
It's been a minute since we've had the late legendary jazz and blues pianist, singer and songwriter, the prolific Mose Allison on the show. Here is the 1957 tune, Baby, Let Me Hold Your Hand, off a greatest hits compilation right here on Neon Jazz Kids.
Baby, let me hold your hand. Try to make you understand. Oh, baby. Baby, let me hold your hand. I really believe everything would sure be grand. Baby, I want you by my side. Our love we'll never hide. Oh, baby. Baby, I want you by my side. I really believe our love will never hide. And style, and I'll live there forever with my little wife and child.
This is New York saxophonist Gabriel Evan, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the very talented jazz woodwind specialist Gabriel Evan, joined by his orchestra with the tune Jubilee Stomp off his newest 2021 offering called Global Entry. Seems fitting for the last year or so of our lives. He is a native New Yorker performing over 300 shows per year, spanning traditional jazz, gypsy jazz, early Caribbean music, and even pop favorites and deep cuts of the 70s and 80s. We caught up with him here at Neon Jazz, and his love of jazz deepened over the lockdown. Have a listen.
I just love the way it makes me feel. And even more so, I think when I was younger, I would say, you know, I love soloing, and obviously I still do, and it's the ultimate freedom of expression, but, you know, the ability to create a mood and, you know, making it hot, making it swing, and get people excited, that's why I love jazz.
Avant-garde jazz drummer Joey Barron is our next stop on this hour of jazz with the tune Bit of Water off the 1999 CD. We'll soon find out. Have a listen right here on The Big Show.
This is Jason Marshall. I'm listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. I'm a saxophone player out of New York City.
That was the modern day jazz saxophonist with the song CCC off the 2021 CD Sign the Book. On his bio, he states that he has been entrusted with an aptitude for music so that he can be about the work of wellness in his community and environment, restoring our subconscious and super subconscious memory so that our ancestors might fashion an accurate map of the way forward, marrying all that together. And together is the word. And it was the magic of bass legend and bandleader Charles Mingus that made him feel jazz to his bones. And as we get into the tune, New Now Know How, have a listen to explain.
I saw the Charles Mingus big band at the Kennedy Center. I was already playing trying to learn how to play in school and so forth. But I got to see the Mingus big band, I think it was night, and I saw Ronnie Cuber on the baritone. And I had heard him, but seeing him in person, And just being privy to that level of musical velocity, that kind of sealed the deal for me. So I said, whatever I have to do, that's what I want to do. And like I said, if that was 1999, I was able to start working with the Charles Mingus Big Band in 2004. And I've been doing it since then.
This is Benoit Delbecq from Paris, jazz piano player, listening to Neon Jazz in Kansas City.
That was the French pianist and composer Benoit Delbecq with the song Family Trees off the 2021 CD, The Weight of Light. Since he was seven, he has played piano and grew up in a very musical environment. In 1983, he met Mal Waldron, who encouraged him to work on his own music, and that was the nudge he needed. And speaking specifically of that advice, let's get into Mal here with his take on You Are the Sunshine of My Life off his 1985 CD, Breaking New Ground, and as we do, have a listen to the tale.
It came from Mal Waldron, actually. I think I was about 16 or 17. So we had met before, and he had given me a few lessons, which were basically like we were playing two pianos, and he would start something, and I would follow him in the improvisation process, and then the next piece I would start something, and I was scared to death, but you know, I would start something, and he would follow me, and so that was not like really a teaching, you know, theory, whatever, you know. Mal was very just natural player, and it was incredible to share this with him. And so, yeah, he was taking the news, and there was one time when he said, "Oh, Brady, did you record something? Bring me something you record anywhere, you know, just recorded it." And so I recorded a version of Round About Midnight by Thelonious Monk, but using a few prepared sounds on the family upright piano, rather free and all that. So Mal Waldron listened to it very carefully with his headphones, and once he had listened to it, he said, "Hey, this is very nice, Benoit, but you should do it with your own music." Thank you.
Hey, guys, this is Kendall Carter, the organist out of Louisville, Kentucky. You got to check out Neon Jazz here right out of Kansas City. Hope you enjoy it and tune in. Stay tuned to what is happening right here on Neon Jazz.
That was the Louisville, Kentucky native Hammond B3 Cat Kendall Carter with the song Blues for Kendall off his debut 2021 CD introducing Kendall Carter, and this is a great listen. He began the piano at the age of 4, and it's the one constant he loves, and during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, he explains.
I just love playing my instrument. I get a joy out of just whether I'm practicing or just sitting down to play. I enjoy and get a thrill just being behind my instrument. And that's literally actually for both organ and piano. I mean, I love just sitting down and playing just for the fun of it.
As we mentioned at the top of the hour, it was a bad week for losing jazz musicians. And as we finish this hour off, it'll be a memorial to the prolific jazz promoter, pianist, and producer, George Wein, who left us on September 13th, 2021, at the age of 95. He had a good long run. He was the founder of the Newport Jazz Festival and had an incredible library of music that will always be remembered well. And we are going to leave with his song, Rockin' and Rhythm, off the All-Stars European Concert CD. This is a good one. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that always has a plan. And again, man, we've been separated because of this virus, and I can't wait to get back in the studio with Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Get out and support the arts and enjoy the live jazz. Dig the music, my friends.
Jazz.